Good morning, everyone. My name is Logan Marsh. Our scripture reading this morning is Mark chapter 4, verse 21 through 25. Then Jesus asked them, "Would anyone light a lamp and then put it under a basket or under a bed? Of course not. A lamp is placed on a stand where its light will shine. For everything that is hidden will eventually be brought into the open, and every secret will be brought into light. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand." Then, he added, "Pay close attention to what you hear. The closer you listen, the more understanding you will be given. And you will receive even more. To those who will listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given. But for those who are not listening, even what little understanding they have will be taken from them. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God."
I love watching TV shows or movies that have in them this great investigation. And throughout the show, you're always wondering what the secret is. Whether it's a TV show, whether it's a movie, the whole plot has been leading you through to a place where eventually there's this great big reveal. Oh, now I get it. Remember? You know, like every movie you watch or every TV show you watch, there's this moment. I mean, my favorite when I was a kid was really like, you know, Scooby-Doo and Shaggy and Velma. All the gang, they get together and they make this great investigation. And then at the very last moment, they're all standing in this one place kind of thing. And the guy that they find out, the secret, the guy that who did it kind of thing, they find him and they put him before everybody and say, "And look who it is." They pull his disguise off or his hat or something like, "Oh, look, it's old man Magoo from the mill," you know, kind of thing. Of course it's him. There's this great reveal, and I would have done it too if it wasn't for you pesky kids. Remember? I'm Keith Harcombe. I'm your lead pastor here at Palm Harbor. And we too have been revealing a secret. A secret that was always in the beginning. The word was God, and the word was with God. And that was the first week we talked about how the word was always here and always was here. And then we talked last week about the light of the world, which we kind of sang about here too. The light of the world coming for you and for me. And how that was always God's plan all the way from the very beginning, that you would experience the light of the world in your life, that you would have joy and hope in believing that God wanted that for your life. God has always wanted that for your life. And when we understand the word that was in the beginning, that has come in flesh in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, and when we understand that, and then that becomes the light of the world to us, we are revealed a secret. We're revealed the kingdom of God. We're revealed to us something that some people don't always see. And when we know this word, and when we know the light of the world, we can shine to others. How do we shine? How do we shine in this dark world? How do we shine in this world where there seems like there's no hope? When in this place that it seems like nobody cares about each other, how do we shine? Well, as you've heard through some of the testimony this week, through Vacation Bible School, through a whole 500 kids here screaming at the top of their voices, he is the light, screaming. I woke up with that ring in my ears this morning. No, I don't want it in my head anymore. We've seen the light shining here this week. We've seen it shining in adults. We've seen it shining in students. 44 students were involved in volunteering here. And we've seen it in the way each child was guided by a buddy each day. And each day there was a buddy that had different things to say. So we had Cosmo on day one. And he would say when life feels dark, all the kids would scream at the top of their voices, "Shine, Jesus, shine." Yeah, one person over here did it over here. But then number two was Ringo. Day two was Ringo. When people didn't get along, and they'd all say, "Shine, Jesus, light." Good job right there. Yeah, see, the children are leading us. Thank you. Good job, little standard girl. Good job. All right, so you're going to help us again right there. So day three was Luna, and she said, when good things happen, shine Jesus' light. You see how this, like, more people are doing it just little by little. And then day four was Saul, and when people are sad, we shine Jesus' light. Some of you are still a little shy, and you're not really into it. And then finally, day five, we had Haley. When people need help, shine Jesus' light. Good job. Even those you went there, finally got it. I know it's a difficult thing to say. It was good, though. But on Thursday, it was one of my favorite things because we also had VBX, by the way, which was an event for in each day for those children between 5th and 8th grade. I had a different kind of experience instead of just the kids' kind of VBS. So the students heard testimony from their counselors, which was just beautiful to hear. But also, there were other God sightings. The children were encouraged to see where God was at work in their VBS and in at home, and they would tell their counselors, and the counselors would tell us, and we'd share them each day. And we would consistently look for a place where Jesus was shining in their life and in their experience. And there was lots of stories and lots of different things that went on. But one of my favorite things was Ashley Pike. I knew Ashley Pike when I first came here 20 years ago. And she's got a condition right now which she needs to be in a wheelchair. When she stands up out of the wheelchair, after about 30 seconds, she feels lightheaded and collapses. Well, she led the songs here every day from Monday through Friday, and she was in her wheelchair and she's leading the songs, and the little girl's like, "Oh, I love her," you know, kind of thing, just adoring her and how that she was participating. And Natalie, our children's director, was down the front here, and she was having a problem with one of the children. She was trying real hard to calm her down and sing the song, you know, and calm her down kind of thing. And Ashley gets up out of her chair, walks down to the child, and sits with her. And we want to know how to shine the light. That spoke volumes to me. That said to me that she cared about that child so much so that she took the risk of getting out of her chair and sitting with this child. Of course, the child calmed down. There was the hero worship going on, you know. Sometimes we have to look. We have to pay attention to where Jesus is shining in our life. Amen? We have to look out for it. It's like we have to search, investigate, look for the secret at work. Jesus was always revealing the secret of the kingdom of God. In his teaching and the way he communicated, he was always using something to communicate the kingdom of God and how this was a secret being revealed. Jesus often spoke in parables, stories, to help us understand what the kingdom was like. And in the scripture that Logan read to you today in Mark 4, in that very chapter, yeah, you can open your Bibles if you're going there. Some of you are going there. Mark chapter 4, we're gonna get into it in a minute. But at the beginning of that is one of the key parables of Jesus. And in these parables, he teaches us the secret. He teaches us the kingdom of God and how we discover it. Right at the beginning of Mark 4 is the parable of the sower, or the parable of the soils. And Jesus talks about how the kingdom is like a farmer with seed. And when the farmer throws it on the floor, when the farmer sows the seed, it falls on four different types of ground. He says it falls on a footpath, and very quickly birds come along and take it away. He says it falls on shallow soil with rock, and it sprouts quickly and then goes away. And then he says the seed falls among thorns that grow up and choke out the tender plants that have been produced. And then finally, the fourth soil, he talks about how this soil is good, and it grows, and it grows tenfold, a hundredfold. And Jesus uses this parable to say how the kingdom message can grow in some and not so in others. He talks about, at first I thought he was talking about my ministry, your ministry, this church, or the way it's going to go. But actually, Jesus is talking about his own ministry, the very seed that he sows, which is the same seed he sows in you and in me, can sometimes fall on places that it won't grow. Even in his own ministry, it's only 25% successful. He says some people just don't get it. It falls on flat ground. It gets choked out. It rises for a little bit and then disappears. So parables are really important for us to understand how Jesus is trying to communicate this secret, this gospel message, this kingdom of God, sometimes just plainly called it. Do you get it? Do you get this message? And how do we shine? So, the scripture that Logan read is what we're going to refer to. Have that parable in the back of your head there, because Jesus is going to use that to launch this next couple of verses. Now, it's only five verses, but there's four sayings in here which are communicated throughout all the Gospels, but they're succinctly next to each other. They're all different kind of sayings of Jesus. They're all different kind of things that Jesus wanted to communicate so much in his time here on earth when he was the God-embodied human. Here's what he said, verse 21. We're going to put them on the screen for you if you haven't looking on them on the phone there. Verse 21 of Mark chapter 4 in the gospel. Then Jesus asked them, would anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket or under a bed? Of course not. A lamp is placed on a stand where its light will shine. Now, you may have read and heard this text before. This is all the way through all the Gospels. And Jesus says, if you get it, it's like a lamp. It's like a shining, brightly lamp. And when you get it, do you hide it under a basket? Or it actually refers to a bowl which holds like 8 quarts of water. He says, do you put it under there? It's a rhetorical question. Jesus answers immediately, of course not. Of course you don't put it under the basket. It's a light. It's like you turn on the lamp at home and putting a cloth over it and leaving it there. No, he said, you don't put it there. You don't put it under a basket. You put it on a lamp. You put it up high. If you understand the gospel, if you understand the secret, if you understand the kingdom of God and how it's alive for you and for me, you don't hide it. Notice Jesus doesn't say you smack people over the head with it. You go around telling people, I understand it, and you don't. You light up the world. You don't smash people over the head with it. He says, put it up high. Put it up high on a lamp and say, I understand the kingdom of God, and I would love for you to do. I understand that the gospel is for me, and I would love for you to understand it. This is my light. This is my light shining brightly. And I would love for you to participate in our church. I would love for you to join us for Vacation Bible School. I would love for you to join us in our suppers and participate. Shining brightly. So the first saying of Jesus here, the first saying of Jesus is, don't hide it. Say it with me. Don't hide it. That's a really simple one there. We could just do a whole sermon on just don't hide it. But I think you get it. If you get it, if you get the gospel, if you get the kingdom of God and what it means for you, don't hide it. It's a secret that you want everybody else to know. When I had a girlfriend, and we just met, kind of thing. I was about 20 years old, and you know, I just decided to follow Jesus, and I wasn't really sure if that was like something she was going to be really into, you know. And I wasn't really sure if like she was into the whole like church thing and gospel thing. I tried to tell her, look, this is really important for me. It's probably going to be a non-negotiable if you're not into it too, you know. And so I was trying to be careful, and she was in Florida and I was in England, and I was wondering whether this is really gonna like translate. And she sent me a letter, and then one day she sent me a book. It was a Max Lucado book, and it said, "Tell Me the Secret" on the front. And Max Lucado is a great children's books and adults books writer, and on the front, the name of the book was "Tell Me the Secret." And Julie is not really a big writer, but she wrote in the front of the book, I've still got it, "So glad you know the secret." Okay, we're in. Let's get married. We've been married for 29 years, and it's all good. Yeah. I'm so glad you know the secret. That should be our attitude. I'm going to shine this light. Don't hide it. I'm so glad you know the secret. Verse 22. "For everything that is hidden will eventually be brought into the open, and every secret will be brought into the light." When the light is shining, it reveals the secret. It reveals the secrets of the kingdom of God. Not just our own secrets, but the secret that the kingdom of God wants to impact your life so much more. That God would want to work in and through your life continually. If you've decided to follow Jesus, you've committed to following the ways of the Lord, then you still have so much to learn about who God is. He says this thing reveals the secret. It reveals the secret of God. And everything is brought into the light when your light is shining. When we see that light shining, it reveals more and more of the secret of God. Often I get distracted. This verse is saying, don't get distracted. It's taken me this long to realize that actually the parable of the soils is not about the sower, and it's not about the weeds, but it's actually about the soil. It's about how we receive things. And parables can sometimes be hard to understand. Some of them are like real straightforward. Thank you, Jesus. That was an easy message. Some of them are real difficult. We're still trying to figure them out. Amen? Yeah, yeah. And I believe that Jesus said them like this so that we would continue to know and God will continue to reveal the secret of the kingdom to us. I don't know how many times I've read that parable and something new has been revealed to me, like another secret has been revealed through this text. So point one is don't hide it. And the second point is real simple too. It reveals the secret. It, the kingdom of God, the secret of God, continues to reveal itself to us. God continues to reveal himself to us. And that's in verse 22. So verse 23 says, anyone who with ears should listen and understand. Then he adds, pay close attention to what you hear. The closer you listen, the more understanding you'll be given. And you will receive even more. Pay attention. All the way through the scriptures, especially Jesus, you know, Jesus could have just said, do this. Do this, do this, and you're good. But he always says instead, if you've got ears to hear, listen. At the beginning of most of the parables, he says, hear this, listen to this, check this out, listen. He says, if you hear this, if you get the secret, if you understand the kingdom of God, go ahead. Share it. In fact, when you get to a point where you're sharing it so much that your left hand doesn't know what your right hand is doing, you're just naturally doing it. We're just naturally sharing the kingdom of God here. Just naturally sharing the secret with you. And when people get it, you're like, oh, I'm so glad you get it. I'm so glad you get it. So saying three is give it to others. Be naturally inclined to give it to others. I'm so glad the light of Jesus has been shining through you. What if you seen the gospel at work in people's life? You seen that actually people get it too. You haven't beaten them into it. You've seen it at work in their lives. And you said to them, oh, I seen God at work in your life today. I don't know, send him a text, send him a note, whatever it is. You send a message, a personal message on Instagram or something like that, whatever it is. Send him a personal note. I seen God at work in you today, and I'm so glad you got the secret. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Have you received that? Think of someone you could send that to. You have inspired me. You have shined to me. You put your light on a lampstand, and I have seen that in your life, and that reflects to me. I mean, that's what this week was like for me with all these kids around here. I could shine so brightly. If you get it, if you understand it, if it's been revealed to you, give it to others. That's saying three, give it to others. So the first one is don't hide it. The second one is it reveals the secret. And the third one is give it to others. Finally, verse 25. Finally, to those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given. But for those who are not listening, even what little understanding they have will be taken from them. To those who listen, those who hear. Sometimes when the children aren't listening at Robin's Nest and also on VBS this week, I say, okay, everybody, stop, we need to turn our ears on. And I get them to turn their ears on, like, sometimes we need to turn our ears on. Sometimes we need to listen a bit more intently to what Jesus' teaching says. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given. In the NRSV, it says something a little different. The measure you'll be given will be the measure you get, and still more will be given to you. It's like a natural thing that happens. It's a natural thing that comes on it. But we gotta listen for it. And that's the final point. The final principle of Jesus is that we have to listen for it. We have to keep our eyes open. Sometimes it's just right there in front of us. We have to listen for this secret. And then maybe acknowledge it. I'm so glad you know the secret. Okay, for those of you who fell asleep, here's the last four, all 4 points, I should say. Don't hide it. It reveals a secret. Give it to others and listen for it. Don't hide it. It's pretty simple. If you've got it, wonderful. Don't hide it. It reveals more and more of who God is. It reveals more of the secret. And give it to others so that your left hand doesn't know what your right hand is doing. And finally, listen for it. In Matthew 5, 16, it says this. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your Heavenly Father. Let your good deeds, I read a post this week and it said, shine to people around you, share yourself with other people and be there for other people and shine it out. If you're a good person, you're from this area, you're from that area, shine that out and just show that to others. Just show them your good vibes. Send them good vibes. I'm sorry, my good vibes are not enough. What I can give is just not enough. That doesn't shine a light in people's life. It's Christ who shines a light through me and uses me so that others may know the secret, amen? Jesus shines through us and through us who have decided to follow him. Not us, not what I can do, what I can say. The power of Christ, the power of the Word of God, who was the same in the beginning as he is now, the power of the light of the world in these children that we're trying to teach that you would go on to glory. And what do we do it all for? We do it so that everyone will praise the name of our Heavenly Father. And we want that, amen? We want everyone to praise the name of the Heavenly Father and that they would know the secret to him. And when they get it, maybe you go up to them and say, I'm so glad you know the secret. Let's pray together. Gracious and Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you've revealed yourself to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, that light shines brightly today just as it did 2,000 years ago. May it shine brightly in our lives as we continue to look at places in our lives where we need to bring before you real secrets to us so that we would be shining for you wherever we are in our community. We ask, Lord, you'll give us the strength and the courage to do this, and we would do it in the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name.